You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
After a disappointing Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley is dropping out of the presidential race. She will, well, I guess, make the announcement today, I think in about
2 hours,
90
right?
minutes or something.
Yeah. It's time.
It's likely that she will not endorse Donald Trump, but instead will encourage him to try to win over the people who supported her.
Yeah.
So,
it's
here
time.
We are, people.
It's time.
People, we're right back to the same two choices we had in 2020.
Aren't you guys excited?
300 million people in America, and these are the best two we have to choose from.
This is it. All right, what are we going to do?
I will make no other comment whatsoever.
Lord help us.
The Nuggets' six-game winning streak is over. They stormed back from a 22-point deficit last night to send the game into overtime. That's exciting, but then they lost in OT to Phoenix. And it doesn't get any easier. The Boston Celtics, the team with the best record in the NBA, will be in town for a game tomorrow night at the Ballroom. I bet it'll be loud at Ball Arena.
Yeah.
Those two really good teams playing. Tonight, the ice is down at Ball Arena as the Avalanche host the Detroit Red Wings. The Avs should win that game handily. Speaking of entertainment, the opening night performance of the musical Hairspray at the Buell Theater was canceled last night after someone bumped into a piece of equipment while setting up for the show, and it set off the theater's sprinkler system.
Yeah, soggy mess.
The DCPA said they think everything will be fine for the remaining shows this week, but people who had tickets for last night can either ask for a refund or exchange them for tickets to another show. Boy, I bet that person's in trouble.
Right?
Several people are hospitalized in serious condition after a horrific accident yesterday morning in Commerce City. And the reason I bring it up is because police believe the wreck was caused by a car that was speeding and being driven by a 14-year-old.
Wow.
With three other teens inside. Jeez Louise. That's when you look
scary.
At the aftermath, it's incredible that anyone survived. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was bad.
Ugh.
So, you know, we hear about mergers between companies all the time. There is a company that owns both IHOP and Applebee's, Jeremy's favorite restaurant, Applebee's. And they've got exciting news. They're going to be doing something they call a dual branding. So try to picture this. It'll be IHOP will have its own entrance and seating area. Applebee's will have its own entrance and seating area.
Okay.
But they'll be in the same building. They'll share the same kitchen, and they'll share the same staff.
It'll work.
So
that'll be fine.
They're thinking that when they do that, that it'll almost be like flex seating kind of thing, or surge seating. So like in the mornings when more people want pancakes, they can spill the seating over into the Applebee's area.
Okay.
And then later that evening when people want dinner, they might spill over into the IHOP area.
I mean, the fast food companies have been doing this for years, like with the what was it, Taco Bell and A&W and KFC and Pepsi or Pizza Hut.
Now you're getting it with these sit-down restaurants.
Okay.
And by the way, the company that owns both of them also owns that Fuzzy Taco Shop. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if they end up doing a threefer before too long.
Maybe.
And then to show you the power of Taylor Swift, they say she's causing an international incident because apparently she signed an exclusive deal with the country of Singapore so that that would be the only country in Southeast Asia where she would stop with her Eras tour. Well, now I guess the other countries in Southeast Asia are pissed off.
Uh-oh.
They say that it has deprived them of the economic boost that Taylor Swift brings to these nations. I mean, she is that powerful that now countries are fighting over whether she can come play in their nation or not.
Oh, with great power comes great responsibility, Tay-Tay. Use it wisely.
Oh, boy. Man. What else is trending?
Well, just a reminder, this is good news that we spring ahead this weekend. I know your phones and everything do it automatically, but, you know, in case you forgot, it feels good when that happens. I noticed that the patio furniture is out at Home Depot now. Target has seeds. The little buds are starting to appear on my lilac bushes. And
I saw at the Home Depot that I drive past, they've got big bags of mulch on sale.
That's the key. Once you start seeing the mulch pile up, you're like, spring is near. Summer's coming. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Big closure on C-470 in Santa Fe coming up starting tomorrow. Everybody should know this if you travel that route. Thousands of people.
That big fly-through.
Yeah, it's the flyover there. They're demolishing a bridge at 470 in Santa Fe because they built a new one, and now they have to take the old one down. And it's going to start 7 p.m. tomorrow and then go through 5:30 a.m. on March 13th. So it's going to be quite a few days.
A week,
yeah, it's a week. I've gone to that bridge twice a day. That's the route I take. So I'm kind of like, ah, damn it. I'm going to have to find some back roads, I guess, early in the morning. But this is really going to gum up traffic during rush hour. So just be warned, 470 in Santa Fe, closure starting tomorrow.
Is it going to be the whole thing, or are they just closing lanes?
The whole thing, both directions on 470,
wow.
They said. Yeah. Yeah, so can you imagine the backups? Good night. This is sad news. Could be good news, I guess, though, too. Bowflex announced yesterday that it has filed for bankruptcy, so they're going to do some restructuring, it sounds like. They've been around for about 40 years, best known for their Bowflex commercials in the 90s. But, you know, the pandemic kind of kicked them right in the pills, and they're not making any money, it sounds like. And it's too bad because I love my Bowflex Max Flex butt blaster thing that we have. I talked Dom into buying one. It's a great piece of equipment.
I'm
really,
looking
really
at
good.
It right now.
The Butt Blaster 5000.
That's right. It is a Bowflex machine, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So I hope they come out of this bankruptcy okay and keep selling their products because they actually do have some really good stuff.
Nothing will make you sweat more in a workout than
that
machine.
That thing is brutal. I absolutely love it. Love it.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
It's a good piece of equipment. Here's a story for the nerds this morning. Anthony Daniels, better known as C-3PO from the Star Wars movies, the big gold robot. He's auctioning off his entire collection of memorabilia. I was reading the article about him, and he was talking about going back and forth with the decision. He's like, this is some really valuable, cool things, major pieces of pop culture history. He's like, but it's all in drawers and cabinets, and nobody's enjoying it. So he said, I had the urge to purge and share the Star Wars legacy with fans far and wide. He's got scripts, pictures, robot parts. He's got C-3PO hands. The biggest thing going up for auction is the head, the actual C-3PO head that he wore in Return of the Jedi. They say this thing is going to get about $1 million off this prop.
So he needed some cash,
needed cash. But do you think he really needed
the
cash?
He's like the new kids on the block.
Do you think he needed it? Unless he's blown through all of his Star Wars money. I don't know. But really neat. If you go through the catalog and look at the props and stuff, pretty darn cool stuff. And if you look at that head, the helmet that he wore, and you flip it the other direction and you can see what was inside it, it's like just full of wires and duct tape, and it looks extremely uncomfortable, and you're like, that's what that guy was looking through. What else is going on? People on Instagram are obsessed with a fat dog's weight loss journey. It's an 8-year-old golden retriever named Franny, so obese that they were going to put her down, but a charity scooped her up. And a 24-year-old vet student said, you know what? I'm going to take this dog over. And she's lost 125 pounds. Or no, check that. She was 125 pounds. She's dropped more than 30 pounds in the past 3 months. And this dog is doing really, really good. But I posted
the
video
dog
of it.
On that Bowflex machine.
I know. I put the video of it on our Facebook. And it's kind of fun to watch this dog come out of being so gigantic, so fat. Let's see, the story out this morning talking about the top 30 food turnoffs. Things like picking your teeth made the list. Slurping soup, I can't stand that. I know it's so cliche to like hate that, but it truly, it's like, ugh, when I hear it. Chewing with your mouth open, talking with your mouth full made the list.
There's one on this list that I definitely do in my kitchen. Almost on a daily basis.
Licking your fingers? It's licking your fingers. It has to be.
That's not it.
Oh, I know what it is. Licking your knife.
That's it.
I knew it.
I do it every day.
When you spread your peanut butter?
Correct.
Yeah. You live dangerously.
I figure no one else is going to be using this knife, so why not?
You live dangerously, my friend. One slip of that.
Slice my tongue.
Right down the middle of your tongue, and then you got one of those like weird snake tongues. Be careful with that. There's more on the list, but nobody cares. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This one is for the ladies and some dudes. Check out this new purse that just debuted at Paris Fashion Week, made entirely out of glass. They say it weighs just as much as a light bulb until you get all of your chapstick and tampons and used Kleenexes and wallet and credit cards and granola bars and moisturizer and lotion in it. You can see the pictures of it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.